And now we reach the last Mishnah of the Masechta. This is Maseches Gittin, Perek Tes, Mishnah Yud 9:10. And the topic of our Mishnah is, under what conditions is it acceptable to give a wife a get? So there are going to be three levels of rationale why one would want to give his wife a get. Level one, the best reason I'll call it, is because we've got confirmation that she has been immoral, like she's having an affair or something like that. She's behaving in a totally unacceptable way. So then that would be like level one. That's a davar sheba erva. That's some immoral thing. Then level two would be that she is, she expresses malice towards him. She intentionally does things against his interest. So the example the Mishnah will use is hikdicha tavshilo. She burns his food or oversalts his food. But the point is, she knows she's putting too much salt in the soup, she just wants him not to enjoy the salt. So she's acting maliciously, intentionally, against his interests. So that's a good reason also to want to divorce his wife. And to divorce his wife, it's not as bad as the objective immoral behavior, but it's still bad. And then there's a third level, which is nothing wrong with the woman per se. She did nothing wrong. But he decides he doesn't like her for any reason or no reason. He just wants to move on. Not necessarily because of anything that she did. The way to describe that in the Mishnah is matza cheres na himena. He found somebody else who's nicer than her, who he likes more than her, who's prettier than her. The point is, for any reason, you know, he wants to leave this first wife. So now, and we'll have three shitas in the Mishnah. According to Beis Shammai, you only can divorce your wife for level one, an immoral behavior. According to Beis Shammai, and I'll call it the halacha, loosely speaking, is no, it's level two, meaning either for immorality or other kind of willful misconduct, which is against his interests. She's a pain in the neck, she's mean to him, and so on. And then Rabbi Akiva Shita would be that really it's any reason or no reason, he just decides he likes someone else, he can divorce his wife. So now, two things. First of all, don't forget, our Mishnah is working in a world where one can divorce his wife against her will, as we have been throughout the whole Masechta. So therefore we're saying, you know, that the reasons why not to divorce the wife are going to be because the poor woman now has nowhere to go, she's living under a bridge, her life's messed up, so we're trying to protect her and say you shouldn't divorce her if it's not her fault, etc. Or maybe that's the sheet is there. I'll come back at the end of the Mishnah, Bez Hashem, Lahalacha, where we function under Rabbeinu Gershom's rules where you can't divorce a woman against her will, so these rules are relaxed. Second of all, as I'll mention at the end, we're talking really about a zivuk sheni, a second marriage in truth, but anyways, we'll hold that all to the end. Now, the basis of these three shitas is how to understand the words of the verse themselves. The operative verse is the verse in Devarim, Perek Chav Dalet, Pasuk Aleph, which talks about divorce in the first place. Kikach ish isha, a man marries a woman, and then v'haya im lo timsachein be'inav, and if she no longer finds favor in his eyes, ki matza ba ervas davar, because he finds some immoral matter about her. I'm translating quite literally here. It's hard to translate because of the different interpretations in the Mishnah. So then, v'chasav la, sefer krisos, then he writes her this bill of divorce. So that's the verse. Now, the two issues that give some wiggle in interpretation in that verse is, number one, the word ervas davar, or that phrase ervas davar, is peculiar. It's a smichut. It should be if it would be simply a matter of an immorality. So it could have said ki matza ba erva, if he found, you know, immorality within her, that would be enough. What's the word davar coming to do? And it's also ervas davar. So it sounds like maybe there's two separate things. There's the erva possibility and there's the davar, something else, a matter. That's the first issue, and that really will be the machlokus around which the machlokus in Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel revolve. Beis Shammai, I understand, ervas davar is one thing, a unseemly immoral matter. And according to Beis Hillel, it's really two things. Either it's an erva, immorality, or a davar, something else which is bad, like some sort of willful misconduct, some malice that she expresses towards him. The other issue in the pasuk is that the word ki is really open to interpretation. The word ki functions in basically four different ways in the pasukim. Most common, I think, it's translated and means because. And that would be how Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel read it here. It says he doesn't it says V'haya imlo timsa chen be'enav. She no longer finds favor in his eyes. Ki, because mata ba'evas davar, he found some unseemly matter about her. But the word ki can also mean other things, including the word if. And if that's the case, like the word im, if, so then according to Rabbi Akiva, we actually have three different reasons why a woman would get divorced in the verses. It's either possibility number one, v'haya lo timsachein be'enav. She just no longer finds favor in his eyes. That's possibility A. He just doesn't like her anymore. That's im lo timsachein be'enav, if she doesn't find favor in his eyes. Or B, ki matza ba'ervas davar. Or if, the key here is if. So, or if he finds something in erva, an immoral thing about her, or a davar, something else like Beis Hillel, something else, you know, malicious. So any of those three reasons would be good reasons that allow him to divorce her. Okay, so that's the machlokus here. Inside the Mishnah says, Beis Shammai omrim lo yigarish adam es ishto ela im ken matza ba davar erva. Beis Shammai say, one may not divorce his wife unless he finds some immoral thing about her, which means, like, you know, witnesses have told him, listen, your wife is having an affair, or something like that, you know? Could be something else, like, I don't know, she works in a nightclub and dresses inappropriately, or something like that. But the point is, she's totally out of line on a morality issue, so that would be the grounds for divorce. Shneamar, the Pasuk says, Ki matza ba ervas davar. He has to find in her, like, a matter regarding erva. That's based Shammai's interpretation. Ubeis Hillel Rim, no. They say, Afilu hikdicha, even if she burns tafshilo, his food, then that's grounds for divorce. Shneamar, the Pasuk says, Ki matza ba ervas davar. It says, you can find in her either A, an erva, an immoral thing, or even B, a davar, some other matter, which is very bad, like she's maliciously causing him trouble. So since she acts out of malice, she acts intentionally, wantonly, brazenly, whatever it is, against him. So then, that's grounds for divorce. Like, for example, she burns his food on purpose. Okay, so now, I explained according to Beis Hillel the reason why is because this erva davar is a strange turn of phrase. So it's either an erva or a davar, something else. So what does Beis Shammai do with this expression erva davar? So there, he understands that the erva davar is for the sake of a gezeira shava. The word extra, the word davar for sure is miutar, it's superfluous, but it's come really teach you like kind of like a gezeira shava, because as is often the case, the word davar also alludes to the pasuk which says al pi shnei edim yakum davar. You establish a matter of halachic fact in a bezin based on two witnesses. So the point is that Beis Shammai will learn that we're not going to force the husband to get divorced, even if he suspects immoral behavior, unless he has two witnesses who have testified that she has been immoral. So at that point, he must divorce her. Before that, he doesn't have to divorce her. He could, but as we'll see later on, he should, you know, try to, in all events, we should try to see the marriage is repaired rather than go straight to the last step of the divorce. Rabbi Kiva Omer, the third opinion. Rabbi Kiva says, "Afilu matza acheres na'ahemena," even if he finds someone else he likes more than her, she's more pretty than she is, the original wife, then he's allowed to divorce her. Shneamar, as the pasuk says, "Vaya im lo timsachen be'enav." The pasuk says, even if she doesn't find favor in his eyes anymore, that would be grounds for divorce, because Rabbi Kiva holds that any reason is grounds for divorce. Now, the halacha, so to speak, follows Beis Hillel, meaning that one isn't to divorce his wife for any reason, but only if he has a good reason. She's acted, you know, maliciously against him, and expressing that antipathy is a good reason to divorce her. But even then, says the Gemara, we're talking here about what's called a zivug sheni, a second marriage, in which case, yes, if she acts against his interest, that's grounds for divorce. But the Gemara says, if it's a first marriage, so then a person should try to rehabilitate the marriage and resuscitate it, even if she is hikdicha tafshilo, even if, you know, she's acting against his interests on purpose, because it's sort of a great tragedy to have a marriage dissolve, so much so that the Gemara famously describes it as even the Mizbeach sheds a tear over this marriage if it can't be put back together from this first marriage. So that's kind of like the, I'll call it the halacha, but really the halacha, lamais is a little different. Since today we're operating under the halachos of the framework of Rabbeinu Gershom, which says one may not divorce his wife against her will. This is what Ramah Paskins brings out. So therefore, if the woman is not agreeable to get divorced, you can't divorce her. So therefore, if she is agreeable to get divorced, so then you can divorce her essentially for any reason. We're not putting in protection saying you shouldn't divorce her. Because if the woman's attitude essentially is, he doesn't like me, so I don't like him, I want to get on with my life. Okay, so then don't force her to agree to get divorced. But if she so agrees, she wants to get divorced, so then you could divorce her under those conditions in any case. So therefore, lelacha in a way, although hashkafically we're saying the mizbeach shedding a tear, it's a great tragedy for a marriage to end in divorce. But legally, one's within his rights. If his wife wants to get divorced, he wants to get divorced, so then they can get divorced. And with that, we finish Maseches Gittin, so like Maseches Gittin, Be'ez Hashem, and we will, next Masechta, Be'ez Hashem, is going to be Maseches Kedushin.